Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 12th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Investor news breaks: Favo Capital Inc. targets SMB lending gap with digital platform, custom solutions. Favo Capital Inc., a rapidly growing alternative finance company, is developing a digital lending platform to address the financing gap for underserved small and medium-sized businesses. Traditional banks often deny credit due to outdated underwriting models, creating an opportunity for disruption. Favo offers fast, flexible, and accessible capital solutions for SMBs that are often overlooked. With over 5.5 million new business applications filed in the U.S. last year, Favo's tech-driven approach is well-positioned to serve this growing segment with real-world financing solutions.
Gold holds steady as de-dollarization picks pace. The price of gold held steady at around $3,300 an ounce as the week began, with silver prices reaching $36.22 per troy ounce, a decade high. Palladium also surged to $1,075 an ounce, up 2.4%, driven by demand from auto catalysts. Platinum prices rose by 2.8%, fueled by increasing demand. Entities like Platinum Group Metals Limited and US American PLG PTM may see higher chances of meeting investor expectations. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform focusing on the global mining and resources sectors, provides a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions, helping companies reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Favo Capital Inc., empowering small mid-sized businesses in critical role of private provider. Favo Capital Inc., known as Favo, is playing a crucial role in empowering small and mid-sized businesses in the private credit market. With a variety of financing options available, including revenue-based funding and merchant cash advances, Favo has supported over 10,000 small businesses with more than $138 million in capital nationwide. In today's challenging economic landscape, traditional banks often struggle to meet the unique financial needs of SMBs, creating a funding gap that alternative financing solutions like private credit can fill. Favo is a key player in this growing market, which has seen private credit assets under management grow from $500 billion in 2013 to over $1.7 trillion in 2025, according to Preqin. For more information on Favo, visit the company's newsroom.
Q&A with Maxime Trottier, Chief Revenue Officer at Devolutions. Maxime Trottier, Chief Revenue Officer at Devolutions, leads initiatives across revenue, support, product marketing, training, and documentation. Devolutions provides privileged access management, password management, remote connection management, and remote access tools for SMBs. Their recent global IT security survey revealed key insights, including low adoption of AI, manual PAM practices, and minimal investment in security. Devolutions uses survey data to shape their product offerings, focusing on simplicity and affordability. Early recipients of the report were surprised by the prevalence of manual practices. Devolutions was named a 2025 champion in InfoTech's Emotional Footprint Report for PAM, highlighting their commitment to bridging the gap between strong security and usability for SMBs.
Investor news breaks: Alphabet Inc., Google, NASDAQ G, trades below S&P 500 amid value trap debate. Alphabet Inc., NASDAQ QG, is currently trading P500, sparking debate about whether its low price is a value opportunity or a potential trap. Despite facing competition and regulatory challenges, Alphabet's strong assets like YouTube, Google Cloud, and Waymo, along with a $70 billion share buyback plan and reliable dividend yield, suggest hidden upside. As of June 11, 2025, Alphabet stock, NASDAQ 179.30, down 8.49%, with intraday highs and lows between 181.88 and 178.85 on volume of 9.97 million shares. Investor news breaks. Meta Platforms Inc., NASDAQ, Meta, expands below expectations ratings in mid-year reviews. Meta Platforms Inc., formerly Facebook, is making a bold move by investing $14.8 billion for a 49% stake in Scale AI, a key player in data labeling services for AI training. Scale AI's CEO will lead a new superintelligence lab at Meta, alongside a 50-person research team led by Mark Zuckerberg. This strategic pivot follows setbacks with AI models and regulatory scrutiny from U.S. antitrust authorities. Despite challenges, Scale AI's projected revenue growth and early investor gains may justify the deal. As of June 11, 2025, Meta stock is trading at $7.45, down 0.28% on the day. Stay tuned for updates on this significant development.
Investor news breaks, NVIDIA Corp. NVDA sparks rally in quantum stocks after declaring inflection point. NVIDIA Corp. NVA sparked a rally in quantum stocks after CEO Jensen Huang declared an inflection point, boosting investor confidence in the space. NVIDIA's CUDA-Q platform is now enabling practical quantum classical hybrid solutions in fields like chemistry and finance. This announcement sent shares of Quantum Computing Inc., IonQ Inc., NASQ, Rigetti Computing Inc., RGTI, D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE QBTS, and Arkit Quantum Inc. NASDAQ, notably higher in trading. NVIDIA shares in NVDA are currently trading at $143.03 and down 0.58%, while sector peers posted intraday gains ranging from 2 to 14% as momentum spilled across the quantum ecosystem.
Xfinity and Comcast Business Services now available to more than 20,000 in Rio Rancho. Comcast has completed over half of its expansion project in Rio Rancho, providing fast, secure fiber network to 20,000 homes and businesses. This includes Xfinity Internet with speeds faster than 1 gig, Xfinity Mobile, and Comcast Business Internet and Mobile. The mayor of Rio Rancho, Gregory Hull, expressed excitement over the advancements that reflect the community's growth. When construction is done, residents will have access to Xfinity's suite of products and services, while local businesses can benefit from Comcast Business Solutions. Comcast's investment aims to boost economic growth and bridge the digital divide through programs like Internet Essentials and Lift Zones. Construction will continue until 2026, with the network offering reliability, speed, and security. Consumers can enjoy Xfinity's full suite of products while Comcast Business provides solutions for businesses of all sizes. Comcast Corporation is dedicated to delivering top-notch connectivity and experiences to customers worldwide. Adagese allows healthcare providers maximum value-based care revenue with simplicity and visibility. Adagese, a healthcare technology company, offers a simple, AI-powered platform that helps providers maximize value-based care revenue with simplicity and visibility. The platform's AI analytics identify high-risk patients, close care gaps efficiently, and track financial performance over time. Adagese aims to cover 580,000 patient lives by Q2 2025 and reach $100,000 in monthly recurring revenue. As healthcare shifts toward value-based care, Adagese provides tools to simplify operations and improve financial performance. The platform focuses on helping providers understand how clinical decisions tie directly to revenue, offering clarity in complex insurance contracts and optimization of revenue. To learn more about Adagese, visit the company's newsroom.
Network news breaks. ES Gold Corp. OT Cube CEO talks near-term production and clean mining. Focus on Exploring Mining podcast. ES Gold Corp. CEO Paul Mastantuono discussed the company's Montauban project in Quebec on the Exploring Mining podcast. The company is shifting focus to surface-accessible resources for accelerated production. Recent leadership additions and share structure updates were also highlighted. ES Gold aims to finalize concentration testing for first gold production at Montauban. With fewer than 75 million shares outstanding, the company is positioned for success. ES Gold Corp is committed to clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery, with the flagship Montauban property showcasing responsible mining. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. FinTech Media Group acquires America First News, unveiling a 24/7 global channel championing American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. FinTech Media Group has acquired America First News, rebranding it as a 24/7 global news channel focused on American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. The channel will cover U.S. policies impacting jobs, national security, and economic strength, while highlighting mutual investment and honoring excellence. AFN will spotlight American factories, reshoring initiatives, and policy areas such as immigration enforcement, tariffs, and technology sovereignty. The channel will also focus on government oversight, accountability, and conduct watchdog reporting on federal agencies. Additionally, AFN will introduce the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards to recognize individuals and organizations advancing American economic interests and community resilience. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.